Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Whose laptop is it? Who done dropped it off at the repair shop? Because now Hunter Biden is denying that he gave his laptop to that repair shop in Delaware. That's right. This is all new news now. Hunter Biden, who's indicated to Congress that he never visited, he's now claiming, the Delaware repair shop where his laptop was left, adding a bizarre twist, the computer's incredible history. Mr. Biden, in closed-door testimony, we're now being told, said he didn't remember dropping off the laptop at the Mac shop and cast doubt on the entire idea. He said he would have taken the computer either to the Apple store 3 blocks from his office in Georgetown or to the other, I guess, Apple store in Newark, Delaware, if it needed a repair. Hunter Biden's exact quote was, quote, "I was going to drop off a laptop. I would have gone to the Apple store. Like, I wouldn't have taken it to this random shop, right?" Although he did admit to some damning details about his father dropping in on business meetings after denying that the laptop was ever actually dropped off, confirming some elements of the Republicans' impeachment inquiry against President Biden. Hunter Biden was curiously insistent about casting doubt on the laptop. "Have you seen that laptop?" Mr. Biden demanded of Representative Harriet Hageman, the Wyoming Republican who asked about the computer during the February the 28th congressional interview. "Does anyone know the existence of an actual laptop?" Question mark. The striking performance behind closed doors left lawmakers, quote, miffed at what Mr. Biden was trying to do. "No serious person doubts the existence of the Hunter Biden laptop, and nobody disputes that the material on it is authentic," is what Ms. Hageman said in response, making it very clear this was maybe one of the most absurd things we've ever seen. Now, as all this is happening, of course, you would think that the media, right, would want to hold Hunter Biden accountable for this type of insanity. No, because this is exactly what you do when you want to cast doubt on these issues, specifically when it comes to voters and what voters are going to be thinking about in this upcoming presidential election. This is the classic misinformation or disinformation 101, and Democrats have perfected lying to push public opinion one way or the other. I'll give you an example of this. It has nothing to do with a Hunter Biden laptop. Let's go to Roe v. Wade, right? Farthest thing from the Hunter Biden laptop. Roe v. Wade was a law that was going to be overturned, and Democrats knew it. And so what did they do? They started undermining the Supreme Court with disinformation and misinformation. Now, I'm going to give you those details in a second, but first, I want to tell you about my friends over at Ammo Squared. If you are like me and you want to make sure that you have ammo no matter what, and you learned your lesson during COVID that there's basic ammo and basic calibers that you may not see for months on end if something happens in this world, anywhere in this world, that can take ammo away from us in the U.S. Well, Ammo Squared is helping you stay stocked up on ammunition automatically at rock bottom pricing. Here's how it works. The ammo is delivered on demand or automatically when you need it, and stored for free when you don't. In 2020, when the store shelves went empty, 9mm skyrocketed to over $35 a box. Everyone had trouble finding ammo locally or online. But if you were an Ammo Squared customer, all you need to do is ship your ammo stored at Ammo Squared, and you got it all immediately delivered with just the click of a button. This is an amazing, unique way to invest in ammunition. You can buy low, and then one day you can either use it or sell it back and get your cash out of it when prices rise without ever taking delivery of any of the physical ammunition at all. They have over 60 different caliber options that are available, including multiple options for popular calibers such as 9mm, 223, 556, and 12 gauge. Ammo Square only ships factory new ammunition from well-known brands. They don't manufacture ammo or ship reloads either. There's no minimum to buy, no membership needed, and no extra fees. So go to ammosquare.com/Ben. When you sign up, you're going to get some free ammo in your account just by signing up. ammosquare.com/Ben. That's ammosquare.com/Ben, and get free ammo in your account right now. All right, so let's go back to Roe v. Wade. Democrats knew that Roe v. Wade was going to get overturned. I think everybody knew when the Supreme Court had their oral arguments, it was pretty clear that it was going to get overturned, and that Roe v. Wade, because of changes, not just in medical technology, but in the way that the law was written in 1973, 74, it was abundantly clear that Roe v. Wade was going to get overturned. So what did the Democrats do? They decided to start putting out disinformation and misinformation. They immediately started saying that women were going to die, right, all over the place because Roe v. Wade was going to, you know, be undone. They then said there would be riots. They said there would be women dying in back alleys using coat hangers. Didn't happen, right? But this is the painting of the picture they wanted to make it seem like the world was coming to an end when Roe v. Wade changed. They said that women were going to be abused, right, because they couldn't get an abortion, and the list went on. But then they also did this. They decided to delegitimize the Supreme Court, the honor of the Supreme Court, the integrity of the Supreme Court, no different than what Joe Biden did to State of the Union last week when he looked at the judges sitting in front of him and attacked them for Roe v. Wade, right? And basically he said, you guys are illegitimate. And this also justifies the left then saying, we're going to pack the court. Anytime we don't get a decision, if there's 9 justices, we want 11 or whatever the next number is. And if we don't like that court with 11, then we'll just change it to 15. And then if we don't like that, we'll make it 21. Like, the list goes on and on, right? It's clear that the Democratic Party, anytime they don't like something, they don't like the hand that they're dealt, they'll undermine, they'll slander, they'll attack. It was Democrats who doxed the Supreme Court justices. It was Democrats that allowed for these people to come and attack these justices, and it was the Democrats that leaked the opinion, if you remember, from the Supreme Court, something that never happened in my lifetime. Never in my lifetime had a Supreme Court decision been leaked before. It definitely put Supreme Court justices' lives at risk, and there was protests, including people that actually came that were looking to kill Supreme Court justices. That is a fact. Now, I compare that to what they're doing right now with Hunter Biden, right, and the Biden crime family. You hear Hunter Biden come out and go, I would have never taken my laptop to that repair shop, somehow implying that the laptop is not real or authentic, putting doubt out there, because that's all they need. All they need is just a little bit of doubt. A little bit of doubt, so then people can say, well, I heard that laptop ain't even real. I heard that Hunter Biden said that laptop wasn't even real, and I heard he said that he would have never dropped it off there. He would have dropped it off in Georgetown right by his office at the Apple Store. So I'm not even sure that thing is real. You understand, that's all they have to do here. Just cast doubt on any story that is backed up with clear evidence and facts. This is part of what the Democratic Party has mastered. They have mastered the art of manipulation. They have mastered the art of staring at you straight in the face and telling you that, that what they're doing is real and everyone else is lying to you, even if you know they're lying to you. This is no different what they're doing with Joe Biden's health right now. Democrats every day go on TV and they say, well, he's unbelievable, right? He's running circles around me. The White House press secretary said, I have a hard time hanging with the president because he's just so brilliant and his IQ is so incredible. Yet he's not even taking a cognitive test when he did his physical. Why? Because they know he would fail the hell out of it. But we can watch him deteriorating before our very eyes. And yet what do Democrats say? They're like, oh, this guy's vigorous. I'm envious and jealous of his vigor. I wish that I could just be as vigorous as Joe Biden is, right? You can see him stumbling. You can see him falling on stairs. You can see him mumbling. We can see him losing his train of thought. We played the montages for you before. And yet they'll immediately go on TV and go, that is a man filled with vigor.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You look at this media now, and it's not just Roe v. Wade. It's not just the president and his health. This is the same media that would tell you that there was no invasion of this country. This is the same media for I don't even know how long. Would stare at you straight in the face, lie to your face, and they would tell you that there is a secure southern border. Now, you could show and prove to them that there wasn't a secure border. It didn't matter. They would keep lying to you and telling you, no, 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 it's secure. But you're like, it's not. No, 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 it's secure. But it's not. And now we're what, 5, 6, 7, 8 million, 9 million, 10 million, 15 million, 20 million people in, and they're still wanting you to believe that somehow the border's, like, sort of secure. It's not totally, like, not secure. Like, that's what they're saying now. It is insane. So when you have Hunter Biden come out And Hunter Biden says, well, I'm not even sure this laptop is mine. I would have never taken this laptop to that Delaware repair shop. I'm not even sure how he got it. Do you know what the laptop looks at? They know that the media is going to protect at all costs. They know that the media is going to look at this, and at all costs, they are going to play defense. And at all costs, they're going to protect them. Which brings me to part two of this, which is also very important. Jim Jordan is now threatening to hold the FBI director, Christopher Wray, in contempt over the Hunter Biden laptop story. This is just broken. The House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan is now threatening to escalate his fight with the FBI director, Chris Wray, if the Bureau does not turn over communications related to the Hunter Biden laptop story. Now, notice I held that to the very end because I want you to understand the corruption here of the FBI, of the deep state, and of the media not doing their job telling you about the story that I just said. And probably 99.9% of you listening right now have never heard this. That's because the media will not cover it. Jordan sent a letter to Christopher Wray on Monday explaining that the Judiciary Committee may result to holding the FBI director in contempt of Congress to compel the release of internal communications and the names of key personnel who participated in the Bureau's meetings with social media companies ahead of the 2020 election. When they went to social media and said, hey, there's going to be a big story that breaks on it. It's going to be Russian disinformation. We want you guys to know so you're not bamboozled. And what did we know? The FBI had already categorized this laptop as being authentic, but then said that it wasn't authentic or it was disinformation so that it would shut down any investigations moving forward. Think about how corrupt that is. Now, this letter was obtained by National Review. It cites the testimony of the former section chief of the FBI's Foreign Influence Task Force, known as the FITF, who appeared before the House Judiciary Committee last year and recounted the FIFT's dealings with social media companies ahead of the 2020 election, revealing that the agency held more than 30 different meetings. 30 times the FBI was meeting with big tech companies to warn them about foreign efforts to tamper with our elections. Before I give you all the details, I want to tell you about my friends at Freedom Gold USA. Inflation is heavily eroding your purchasing power, putting your savings, retirement accounts, and future legacy at risk. With more taxes, the continuous threat of war, and national debt now exceeding $34 trillion, and the push for central bank digital currencies, our financial freedom is at stake. Now, if you have $50,000 or more in retirement savings, you may be at risk. In times of economic uncertainty, securing your family's financial future is essential. And Freedom Gold USA is here to empower you. You can act now by calling them at 1-800-655-8843 or visit freedomgoldusa.com/Ben. The team at Freedom Gold USA is ready to help you preserve your wealth and provide stability in uncertain times. Learn how to add gold and silver to your IRA or have it shipped to your home. Safeguard your wealth with physical gold and silver and take control of your financial future today. 1-800-655-8843 or visit freedomgoldusa.com/Ben to see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Now, the person in that job refused to reveal, however, a number of pertinent details about the Bureau's interactions with social media companies at the direction of her FBI superiors, prompting Jordan to issue a subpoena demanding the information. The escalatory letter sent Monday was prompted by the Bureau's refusal to honor their subpoena that they've been served with. This goes back to the corruption of the deep state. You have an FBI that can ruin your life, but if Congress, who has oversight over the FBI, sends a subpoena, they don't answer it because they basically say, we don't play by those rules. We're in charge. You're not. We get to make up the rules as we go. You don't. We get to decide what we want to do every day when we want to do it. You don't have a say-so. You don't get to say anything. So you sent us a subpoena? We're the FBI. Screw you, Jim Jordan, and the House Oversight Committee, because we are actually in charge. Hell, we'll spy on you. We'll ruin your career. We'll come after you. You better be careful not to stand up to the deep state, because if you do, we'll read your emails. We'll read your text messages. We'll look at everything in your life, and we'll try to bury you. Quote, during her transcribed interview, Miss DiMaolo reveal that the same FBI person and personnel who were warning social media companies about a potential Russian hack and leak operation in the lead up to the 2020 election knew that the laptop belonging to Hunter Biden was not Russian disinformation, the letter reads. Quote, after the New York Post published a story based on the contents of the laptop about the Biden family influence peddling, the FBI made the institutional decision to refuse to answer direct questions from social media companies about the laptop's authenticity. Why did they do that? Because they wanted to give them a reason to not allow it online. Then the IRS whistleblower, Gary Shapley, who we played some of his testimony right here on this show. He was an IRS agent with years of experience on the Hunter Biden tax case, testified the House Ways and Means Committee last year that the FBI verified the authenticity of the contents of Hunter Biden's laptop in November of 19. Special counsel David Weiss and his team of prosecutors gave a similar account of how the laptop was verified in a recent court filing related to the Hunter Biden federal gun case. In August 2019, IRS and FBI investigators obtained a search warrant for tax violations of the defendant's Apple iCloud account, federal prosecutors said. Investigators also later came into possession of the defendant's Apple MacBook Pro, which he had left at a computer store, quote unquote. A search warrant was also obtained for his laptop, and the results of the search warrant were largely duplicative of information investigators had already obtained from Apple. So they knew it was authentic. The New York Post's first story on the Hunter Biden laptop archives was published October the 14th of 2020, right before the election. And what happened? FITF held a previously scheduled meeting with Twitter on the same day. That is what the testimony was before Congress this past week. At the meeting, an analyst with the FBI's Criminal Investigative Decisions Unit said the laptop was quote unquote authentic until an FBI lawyer interrupted the analyst and said the FBI had quote no further comment about the laptop's authenticity. So the FBI told the truth. Then the lawyer said no further comment because they didn't want to put out there that the laptop was real. So what happened next? The FBI instructed DeMello during her testimony not to reveal the name of the FBI analyst or the FBI official who cut off the analyst during that meeting. The FBI and Justice Department counsel also told her not to disclose the names of the FITF personnel who attended the meetings after the Twitter decision, where the FBI officials discuss what the Bureau would tell social media companies at future meetings, quote unquote. When Facebook asked the FITF about the authenticity of the laptop, the informant said she had, quote, no comment on the situation because she was instructed during internal FITF deliberations to give that response. The woman testified the FBI personnel inside the FITF knew for a fact that the Hunter Biden laptop was authentic, it was real. But she was not permitted to give further information on the internal deliberations. So what happened? You remember it. Facebook and Twitter censored the New York Post story and its reporting on the Hunter Biden laptop ahead of the 2020 election cycle because they knew it could cost them the presidency. And who did it benefit? The Democratic presidential candidate at the time, Joe Biden, in overwhelming fashion.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, when Hunter Biden went before the special counsel, slammed Hunter Biden's efforts to dismiss his tax charges as well. And even when the media is covering this, headline on ABC News, the night that he testified was heated Hunter Biden deposition. Listen to how they tell you the story, but also still try to cast doubt over the entire investigation and its merit.
Biden was questioned behind closed doors for 7 hours today. The heated hearing, part of the House Republicans. Hunter Biden was questioned behind closed doors for 7 hours today. The heated hearing, part of the House Republicans' impeachment inquiry into the president and his son. Here's ABC's Rachel Scott now.
Tonight, President Biden's son Hunter testifying for nearly 7 hours as House Republicans forge ahead with their troubled impeachment investigation. Behind closed doors, Hunter Biden calling the investigation a partisan political pursuit built on lies.
By the way, did you notice there what they just said in their problematic? Like, did you hear that? Like what they just said, like, oh, and the Republicans continue to move forward their problematic, impeachment inquiry. What's the problem? Can someone tell me what the problem is? You have a president of the United States of America that's been taking millions of dollars from our adversaries. That's a fact. That lied about meeting with Hunter Biden's business associates. That's a fact. Said he never talked about business. We have emails and voicemail and text messages saying he absolutely talked about business with his son. You've got, 9 Biden family members who've gotten money from these foreign business oligarchs in China, Russia, Romania, Ukraine, and other countries. And yet the headline there from ABC News is like, oh, we're going to tell you the story, but this is a problematic impeachment inquiry for the Republicans, implying that this is nothing but a witch hunt. Keep listening.
Saying, I did not involve my father in my business, acknowledging I've made mistakes in my life, but my mistakes and shortcomings are my own and not my father's.
So there it is, right? There's the father, right? This is my own. I made mistakes. I'm a drug addict. There's your alibi. I'm an addict. I'm a drug addict. It's my alibi. I'm an addict. I'm an addict. I'm an addict. I'm an addict. He had nothing to do with it. My dad was not involved in my business dealings. Yes, he was. Now, you would think that ABC News right there would have said, however, contrary to what Hunter Biden says, there is massive amounts of evidence that's been mounted against the president, clearly showing he did talk to his son about his business dealings. They did fly on Air Force 2 for business meetings, that he did meet with them at Cafe Milano, that he did play golf with them, that he did meet with the people of Burisma. He did meet with Russian oligarch Batarina, who gave $3 million, and we still don't know why, but it still is on the sanction list of the Biden administration after Russia invaded Ukraine. You would think that ABC News would at least tell you that part of the story. Nope, they keep pushing the propaganda. Listen.
Republicans on the committee unloading.
Hunter Biden is being defiant and also dishonest.
Republicans built their case largely on a claim from an FBI informant that as vice president, Biden took a $5 million bribe from the Ukrainian energy company Burisma, where Hunter Biden sat on the board. The Justice Department now calls that story a fabrication, and the informant has been charged with lying to the FBI.
The Republican case has completely fallen apart over the last several weeks. They are now trying to scramble to find anything to substantiate their fairy tale.
Chairman, what do you say to some of them?
Their fairy tale. Okay, let's talk about this FBI informant. Is anyone saying that Burisma didn't pay $5 million to the Biden crime family? No. So the $5 million did go to the Biden crime family. The answer is yes. And the $5 million that went to the Biden crime family, how did they get the money? Why did they get the money when he had no expertise in what Burisma was actually doing and didn't speak the language and had never worked in Ukraine before? You think ABC News should put that out there? Now, they say this guy was been completely discredited. By the way, that's not true. What we do know is they indicted him for lying, probably to help out Hunter Biden and Joe Biden to say, here it is. See, the case is nothing real. It's a witch hunt. It's all a witch hunt. Keep listening.
See this as a sham. They say that one of the people that you identify as credible, though, has been indicted of a crime, indicted of lying.
They've mentioned three of the people that we've deposed as not being credible. These people were the partners of Hunter Biden. I mean, it's a reflection on the Bidens, not me, that their partners have all been indicted or in prison.
Tonight, an attorney for Hunter Biden told reporters that after 7 hours, Republicans failed to provide any evidence of wrongdoing by President Biden. The committee plans to release a transcript of that testimony in the coming days.
Rachel Scott there, the NBC News, or I should say ABC News senior congressional correspondent. I love how she does her reporting. They're like, well, your guys have been discredited. It's like, hold on a second. You're telling me that the FBI now says that the business associates and the business partners of Hunter Biden lie all the time? Really? You don't say. But you, I'm impressed that ABC News even let you hear that part from James Comer at the end. James Comer's like, yeah, these are shady dudes. These are shady dudes that do shady business deals that lie constantly about their about what they do because they're not real businessmen. I go back to the basics here on all of this. What was the Biden family selling? If it wasn't influence peddling, then tell me what the product was. Were they selling widgets? No. What were the LLCs, all of these shell companies? What were they actually doing? Was their money coming in and out for basic business needs? No. Were there offices for all of these LLCs? No. Was there product for all these LLCs? No, because they were money laundering. They were cleaning the money from one LLC to another, to then to the family members' bank accounts. Then when they got massive paydays, what happened? Oh, the president's brother and his sister-in-law would just randomly pay them back, Joe Biden back, for, quote, loans that he had given them with no paperwork, with no interest rate, with no proof that the loan was ever actually given on the same day the money was transferred. When Hunter Biden was sitting next to Joe Biden on the couch, allegedly, sending that text to Chairman Ho in China, saying, Chairman Lee, saying, hey, these guys are direct ties to the Chinese Communist Party. And what did he say? I'm sitting here with my father. And damn it, I want my money. I want my $5 million. I want it now. And you better not screw around with me because I hold grudges and I will come after you forever and ever. Amen. You better send me the money. I'm sitting here waiting for my money with my daddy, with my father. Does that sound like a normal business deal? Did the $5 million come in within a week? It sure did. What did the Biden send them in return? From what we understand, nothing. There was no, hey, I'm going to send you the product. Hell, they weren't even like, I mean, not even an illegal product, like drugs. Like, there was no product. It was called influence peddling. Joe Biden said, I'm going to hook you up. That's what Joe Biden did. Joe Biden gave access to the highest bidder. There was no product. There was no legitimate business. And the bagman was their son with a perfect alibi, just like he did during the 7 hours of testimony. Right. During that 7 hours of testimony, he said, hey, I'm a troubled guy that did a lot of drugs and banged a lot of hookers. Okay, I don't remember what I did when and where and who I was sleeping with or who I was having sex with or how much cocaine I was ingesting. I don't know. It's one hell of an alibi. Hunter Biden could take risks and expand the Biden crime family because Hunter Biden had the alibi and they all used his addiction to their advantage to get rich. He could do the deals that Joe Biden's brother, James Biden, wouldn't do because they were too risky for him as a sober grown man. But his son, the president's son, they exploited his addiction. They knew he was a drug addict. The president did. They didn't care. They knew that every time he got paid from one of these deals, he would go on a bender. They knew there was a chance he could end up dead. They didn't care because the money kept flowing into their bank account. So they abused. I actually, and I mean this sincerely, feel sorry for Hunter Biden. I really do. Think about having parents that are willing to exploit your addiction to make money off of you. Because that's the alibi. Think about having an aunt and uncle that are willing to exploit your addiction to drugs. Not help you, but exploit it to keep you on the hook, keep you motivated. Hey, you want some more crack? You want some more coke? Well, you better get another deal done. You better head over to Ukraine. You better find some people to do business for the Biden crime family. In Russia, you better get some money from an oligarch. You better go over to China and do a deal with CEFC. Because we're going to exploit your addiction. I genuinely actually feel sorry for Hunter Biden. I cannot imagine. It makes me so thankful for my dad, for example. I mean, my parents would never in a million years think about exploiting an addiction. They would make sure that I had no money before they gave me millions of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars in business deals. They would make sure that I didn't have access to that kind of funds if I was an addict running around, you know, could die at any moment from a drug overdose or from fentanyl. But this is the Biden crime family. This is what they do. This is what they will always do. Make sure you share this podcast with your family and friends. I'll see you back here tomorrow.
More Than a Movie is back with season two. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.